Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and the 55th Super Bowl is this weekend. A game this big deserves a big prize, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy sports partner of Super Bowl 55, has up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs with their Super Bowl prediction pool. How's that for big? And all you have to do to get your share of these huge prizes is enter DraftKings free Super Bowl Prediction Challenge. Once you submit your picks, you'll get a free instant prize up to $25,000. And if you have the most predictions correct, you could win the top prize of $1 million. Download the DraftKings app and use code KSN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl Prediction Challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. It is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim. He's Dustin. Dustin, all show we've been alluding to the quarterback situation, the quarterback transfers, and what that means. We've been teasing the fact that we were going to go in depth on what this means at Penn State. This is the segment to do it. We're saying, now what? Quarterback edition. First off, they are down to only three scholarship quarterbacks. That's not enough, is it?
It's not where they want to be from a number standpoint, and that's definitely a big piece of it, because, you know, I always kind of think of what Ohio State a few years ago, where they ran through, they needed their number three. And I think who was it, Cardale Jones, I think what it was at the time. That's a really good
example.
And he
won a national championship before.
Right. Is Penn State in a Cardale Jones type situation? It does not appear to be. But at the same time, I guess you couldn't have said Ohio State could have thought that they would have had that success too. But the point being, you just never know when that depth is going to be needed. And it's a very shaky foundation behind Sean Clifford right now. It's from a number standpoint, and it's from a standpoint of, are the guys who are there beyond Clifford suited for the roles that they're about to play, barring any changes here at Penn State? That's the question to me.
Well, let's start at the top. Let's start with Sean Clifford. With Will Levis and Micah Bowens, especially Will Levis, gone, you've got to assume Sean Clifford is the guy. And after a very promising 2019 season, we saw a not so good 2020 season. So it's worth asking, is Sean Clifford the guy? And can we expect a big step forward with the new offensive coordinator, Dustin?
Yeah, I mean, it's a major, major question. It's probably the most important question that Penn State's program faces right now. And I think, you know, it's interesting looking at James Franklin's tenure. Certainly he deserves the benefit of the doubt for a lot of things. But this looks like a situation, Jim, where he is going down with the ship or he's rising with the ship. And that ship being Sean Clifford. You know, he's committed to him. He has gotten rid of his offensive coordinator in at least some part because of the lack of development under Kirk Shiraka's watch. So he goes out and gets a big time coordinator, but he's still sticking with the quarterback himself, which to me says he looked at last year and said Shiraka was a bigger problem than Clifford was. And so Clifford is back. He is unthreatened for that starting job. He was brutal in a lot of that 5-game losing streak, Jim. And it's hard to forget that. It's hard to forget some of those ugly interceptions and poor decisions and, you know, and that kind of thing. Now the flip was switched midway through the year and Clifford came out as a game manager. He was more efficient. He made better decisions. He wasn't trying to do too much. And I think maybe there's some middle ground between that quarterback who wasn't taking a ton of chances down the field, who was kind of playing within himself, and at the same time having a quarterback who's got some big time potential. I think a more explosive version of that conservative Sean Clifford would be just fine for this Penn State offense. And then, you know, Mike Yurcich coming in, you know, he's accomplished a lot with quarterbacks and offenses, and he's scored a lot of points. There is some hope that that marriage can lead them someplace really good. But, you know, it's not very, you can't, it's not without doubts. You know, I don't know that anybody can sit here. James Franklin can't sit here and say, I don't have any doubts about Sean Clifford's future.
When you look at those first five games where he played so poorly, especially the turnovers, Dustin, when I see those mistakes, I didn't see a guy who's not physically capable. Like, okay, there's a throw. He's just not physically capable of making it. I just saw blunders. You know, every time I'd see those bad passes, I'd say, Sean Clifford is better than that. So are those the type of errors and mistakes that are easily fixable? And what is Sean Clifford's ceiling?
Physically, I think I agree with you completely. I think he's right there. He's got more than enough physical talent to play the quarterback position, not just for the remainder of his time at Penn State, but he's got what it takes. You know, if he puts it all together, physically, he's got what it takes to play at the next level too. You know, I think arm strength is not an issue. I think athleticism is not an issue. He can run. He can throw the deep ball. He is capable of throwing a very nice deep ball. We haven't seen that as much as I thought we were going to. And the rest of the stuff in terms of blunders, I mean, that is the number one issue. Is he able to find that right balance between taking good risks, making good choices, good decisions, the right reads? Do you need to simplify things for him? Like, I think his competitive nature is so it's almost high strung. I think you can say where he is so desperately trying to make a big play all the time that it clouds his judgment and his thinking. And I think maybe the last four games of last year, maybe they're a good lesson for him in terms of live to play another down. See what's there. Don't try to be a hero. Don't try to do too much. If there's risk there, if it's too small of a window, don't throw it in there. I think maybe that was an eye opener for him in terms of how to manage the risk versus the rewards at the position, and how capable he is of limiting those blunders and making better choices consistently is ultimately going to define his ceiling, Jim. Physically, I think he's just fine. It's just kind of a matter of, is he too old or too experienced to be making that particular mistake? That was the question a lot of people were asking in the early part of last season. And that's something that he's still going to have to continue to prove, because we didn't see Sean Clifford being asked to carry the offense on his back in the second half of the year. You know, at some point in time, he's going to have to do that. And that's where we're going to see whether he's really grown or not.
And as James Franklin said, he was looking for the more explosive plays. We didn't see those down the stretch. Let's look at the next level. Next up is Taquan Roberson. He bumps up to the backup guy. We all know the backup guy can become the starter very quickly. And is he ready for it? I mean, he has almost zero experience on the field, Dustin.
Yeah, which that again, I mean, I think a lot of people are questioning at this point in time, now that he is put in this situation where he's the number two guy, why was there not a more concerted effort to get him actual real life game situation experience? And I don't know. I mean, I think the answer to that question could be kind of scary too. It's like, how far off is he that he wasn't in a situation where he was even a thought in the fourth quarter of games where it was out of hand? So I don't know. I mean, that's the scary thing, is that you have no idea what Taquan Roberson is right now. Looking back at his high school film, you know, I felt like he was a pretty instinctive quarterback. You know, physically there needed to be some strength and quickness, and he's not the biggest guy in the world. He needed to develop in those areas. So what that translates to on the field is, if you don't have a ton of pop on your arm, it kind of decreases your margin for error. So he's going to have to be more fine than a guy who's got a rocket. So, you know, I think those instincts and what he showed as a high school player, Penn State has clearly kind of liked him all the way through. That's why Michael Johnson Jr. is not here anymore, and Taquan Roberson is, because he edged him out for that spot. I just don't think that he should be the number two guy, and that's what he is right now.
He's going to be number two. Christian Vaiu, he's the incoming freshman. I don't think anyone in the world expects him to see the field, or they're hoping not. Something has to go really wrong for that to happen, which leads us to our old friend, the transfer portal. Does this pretty much mean Penn State almost needs to bring someone else in? And the question is, what level do you bring them in? Do you bring in a guy to compete for the starting role, or someone who competes for a backup role?
In a perfect world, I think you'd get somebody who's in a similar trajectory as Taquan Roberson. Maybe has a little bit more experience as a number two. Maybe has some more college reps, but that is going to have a legitimate competition for the number two job. Taquan Roberson needs somebody who's going to elevate him. And whoever this other quarterback might be, probably you want to be able to say the same thing. I think you want a guy who's on, you know, kind of can compete for that backup job, who doesn't really have his eyes set on the number one job, but that sees the potential that if Clifford leads after this year or after the following year, if he wins the number two job now, in a year or two, he'll be a starter. And that kind of guy can come from any walk in life. You're not going to be looking for a five-star. I think you're looking for a guy who's maybe attempted 100 career passes somewhere that can come in and be a competition for Taquan Roberson, that whoever wins that competition, you're willing to accept the results and have that guy be your emergency quarterback.
In other words, we're sort of kind of looking for somebody else's Will Levis.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. You lost your own Will Levis. Go out and find somebody else's.
Someone who has 3 years of eligibility remaining, has seen the field a bit, so there's some experience there. You know, the overall question, though, Dustin, is Sean Clifford, Taquan Roberson, Christian Vaiu, is there a guy among this three, or if you even want to throw Bo Perbola in there, is there a guy here who can take Penn State to the playoffs? Is there a playoff caliber quarterback on the roster, or soon to get to the roster, or if Penn State fans wants that, does it have to come from somewhere else?
For my money, the existing options on the roster and commitments, my money would be on Bo Perbola. 2-3 years from now, like, he looks to me like he's got a little bit of everything. He's got the intangible stuff. He's got the gamer mentality. Physically, he still is going to keep improving, but he's still very good, very athletic. He looks like the highest end starter of this group so far. I gladly admit that I'm wrong if it comes to that point, but he looks like a potential starter and maybe a really good one down the road. I'm just not sure about Roberson or Vaiu right now.
But it will be a few years down the road till we see him in that starter role. That is it for quarter number three and our Now What quarterback edition. Quarter number four, Now What linebacker edition.
The 55th Super Bowl is this weekend, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy sports partner of Super Bowl 55, has up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs. Download the DraftKings app and use code KSN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl Prediction Challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.